Obviously, it prepares you to be a better citizen of the world, both going out into the world and receiving people into your own world who might not speak English. And I also think that it gives kids a sense that there is more than one normal in the world. So there's more than one way to think about something, because language has a big effect on how we perceive the world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Quaker Matters podcast. On today's episode, we are joined by Laura Pardo, Wilmington Friends School class of 1990 and current middle school Spanish teacher. Let's start here. What are the challenges of teaching a language at the middle school level?
Well, especially at the middle school level, the challenge is to make it meaningful with a limited amount of language. I mean, that's what I love, though. I mean, you really have to be creative. Yeah, that's the challenge. And to teach a language without using English is also a challenge. But that's what we do here.
And how do you do that?
The main thing is I keep them moving. A lot of times I use movements. I kind of attach movements to different ideas and expressions so that we are not only saying things and hearing them, we're also doing them and seeing them. And I think that helps kids to learn faster, and I think it also keeps them more involved.
Having worked at Friends since 2007 and also being a student here yourself, I'm curious as to, in your eyes, what are the qualities needed for an educator at a Quaker school?
I would say that a teacher at a Friends school should be prepared to keep kids really engaged and to elicit a lot of ideas and opinions from kids, because that's what they've been sharing since a very young age. I noticed that lower school does a great job at asking kids what they think. And we continue that in middle school. And so that's something I think that a teacher in a Quaker school should really be prepared to engage, that aspect of, well, what do you think? And, you know, comparing different ideas and things.
Why is teaching a language so important?
I think that teaching a language is important because for so many reasons. Obviously, it prepares you to be a better citizen of the world, both going out into the world and receiving people into your own world who might not speak English. And I also think that it gives kids a sense that there is more than one normal in the world. So there's more than one way to think about something, because language has a big effect on how we perceive the world. And so that's a huge benefit, in my view, to learning a language and to teaching one.
How does this tie into the spices?
In terms of that, I do think that one of the things that I notice about our students, I take kids, for example, to Puerto Rico in the summer. That's like their culminating middle school experience in Spanish. And our kids do a great job at just diving into those experiences. And I think that part of that is because we, as a school, really are committed to teaching kids and to helping them to be open to new experiences and to be open to things that are different, and to giving them the confidence and the empathy to engage with that. And so yeah, I think that teaching a language does line up with a lot of the spices.
We just celebrated our 275th anniversary. So when you think of 275 years of Wilmington Friends School, what comes to mind?
It's funny, when I think of that question, the thing that comes to mind are the oak trees out front. Like those beautiful, huge trees. They were here before I showed up. And I like to think that most of them will be here after I, you know, after I'm gone. And I think that's what I think of when I think of Friends School. It remains as all of these kids pass through and go out and hopefully, you know, influence the world in all sorts of ways. You know, Friends School is still here. And so, yeah. That's what I think of. I just think of how solidly it's just kind of remained with all these people that have moved through it.
What do you think Wilmington Friends School students bring into the world after they have graduated from WFS?
One of the things that I think kids bring to the world after going through Wilmington Friends School is the ability to problem solve. I think that, you know, this school is small enough so that if you want to start a club, go for it. We're going to encourage you and help you to do that. If you want to step up and be a leader, there are plenty of opportunities for you to step up and do that. And I think that because of that, kids get a lot of experience at just problem solving and setting a goal and finding creative ways to accomplish that. And it's funny because when I came back to teach at Friends, I was given this textbook that was probably from, you know, many decades prior. And I was told that I was not going to be using any English in class. And I really wasn't prepared necessarily by my education in college necessarily to work with those two things. But I felt like the school trusted me to solve those problems in a way that I felt worked for my students. And I just think that it's a small enough community to where people step into different roles and they learn how to work together and they learn how to problem solve.
What freedom do you have in the curriculum and creating it? And on the flip side, what autonomy do the students have at the middle school level, if any?
I have to be honest, like as far as what they want to learn, you know, because I teach language from the beginning level, we're really building a foundation. And so I'm still very much guided by that beginning curriculum. However, I do like to read the room, so to speak. And if I feel like it's time for kids to get up and move around, then we get up and move around. If I feel like it's time for kids to go outside, then we go outside and we'll play outside in Spanish during a long block. So in that sense, I do like to be guided by what students need. But as far as the curriculum in Spanish, it's really very much about building a foundation.
And lastly, what do you think the future of Wilmington Friends looks like?
Well, I think generally speaking, or, you know, more broadly speaking, as far as what's in the works, I really think that the skill of the future is going to be communication, because so much of language is produced for us these days with the internet and all of the apps and the different things that can produce language for us. And I think that being an effective communicator and being able to express original thoughts and ideas effectively is going to be a hugely important skill to bring into the world. And so I think that that is what I continue to do in my class, is to teach kids how to engage with each other. And I do think that that's what we do as a school, and I hope that's what we continue to do.